Exercise 3, page 118. Speaker A.
I won free passes to a war museum and decided to take my niece and nephew for a day out. I was really pleased because museum entry fees can be expensive. We had a really great day, and the children both took some souvenirs home, which cost me a fortune. What I couldn't believe was how much there was to see, from displays of weapons and battle vehicles used during different wars, to multimedia presentations about what happened. There were so many different things. Actually, we're eager to go back and see the things we missed out on.
Speaker B.
I was writing an essay on war propaganda, so I thought it would be valuable to go to a war museum and see it firsthand. I thoroughly enjoyed looking at the collections and came away with lots of information for my essay. I even had access to private collections that weren't on public view. It was such an interesting experience, and I took away a lot. The only thing was, I wanted to buy some books and memorabilia at the end of my visit, but they were really expensive.
Speaker C.
I'm a history fanatic, so when my friend suggested visiting a war museum, I said yes straight away. On the morning of our visit, it was pouring down with rain, so it was the perfect day to go to a museum. I love war art, like all the posters reminding people to be careful what they said, and calling women to work in the factories, and I was fascinated looking at the museum's great collections. The tour guide told us a lot about all the badges and medals and other mementos too, but I wasn't really interested in all that. At the end of the visit, I bought some postcards showing some of my favourite posters.
Speaker D.
My history class recently paid a visit to a war museum, and I was less than excited about it. We listened to various talks by guides at the museum, telling us all about the various exhibits. I thought it was going to be really boring, but surprisingly, I had quite a good day. In class the following day, our teacher gave us a little test on what we'd learnt at the museum. I didn't do very well, but all in all, it wasn't such a bad experience.
Speaker E.
I've always been fascinated by aeroplanes, especially after being told that my great-grandfather was an Air Force pilot in World War II. So when I discovered that the Royal Air Force was having an air show at a war museum, I just had to go. As well as the air show, the ticket included a museum tour and a special exhibition of warplanes. The only thing was that rain was expected, and it was unsure whether the show would go ahead. But luckily the rain stayed away. The air show was fantastic, and I had a wonderful day.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to speakers A to E again. Speaker A.
I won free passes to a war museum and decided to take my niece and nephew for a day out. I was really pleased because museum entry fees can be expensive. We had a really great day and the children both took some souvenirs home, which cost me a fortune. What I couldn't believe was how much there was to see, from displays of weapons and battle vehicles used during different wars, to multimedia presentations about what happened. There were so many different things. Actually, we're eager to go back and see the things we missed out on.
Speaker B.
I was writing an essay on war propaganda, so I thought it would be valuable to go to a war museum and see it firsthand. I thoroughly enjoyed looking at the collections and came away with lots of information for my essay. I even had access to private collections that weren't on public view. It was such an interesting experience, and I took away a lot. The only thing was, I wanted to buy some books and memorabilia at the end of my visit, but they were really expensive.
Speaker C.
I'm a history fanatic, so when my friend suggested visiting a war museum, I said yes straight away. On the morning of our visit, it was pouring down with rain, so it was the perfect day to go to a museum. I love war art, like all the posters reminding people to be careful what they said, and calling women to work in the factories. And I was fascinated looking at the museum's great collections. The tour guide told us a lot about all the badges and medals and other mementos too, but I wasn't really interested in all that. At the end of the visit, I bought some postcards showing some of my favourite posters.
Speaker D.
My history class recently paid a visit to a war museum, and I was less than excited about it. We listened to various talks by guides at the museum, telling us all about the various exhibits. I thought it was going to be really boring, but surprisingly, I had quite a good day. In class the following day, our teacher gave us a little test on what we'd learnt at the museum. I didn't do very well, but all in all, it wasn't such a bad experience.
Speaker E.
I've always been fascinated by aeroplanes, especially after being told that my great-grandfather was an Air Force pilot in World War II. So when I discovered that the Royal Air Force was having an air show at a war museum, I just had to go. As well as the air show, the ticket included a museum tour and a special exhibition of warplanes. The only thing was that rain was expected, and it was unsure whether the show would go ahead. But luckily the rain stayed away. The air show was fantastic, and I had a wonderful day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.